Yemen, 10 myths about Saudi war of aggression debunked. Why is Yemen not being described as a Holocaust? Why are the Western governments and media refusing to use the H word when they use it so liberally to demonize target governments or nations? Call it what it is. Yemen is a Holocaust, and it is being committed by the regimes in the West who are fully cognizant of their own criminality and that of their client state coalition, which has been waging a genocidal war of aggression and attrition against the Yemeni people for more than 1,000 days. The following report from Randy Nord of Geopolitical Alerts debunks 10 of the mainstay myths that are being promulgated by the colonial media in the West to muddy the waters on Yemen and distract from the Saudi coalition ethnic cleansing project reality. 1. Not a civil war. A civil war would indicate that Yemenis are fighting other Yemenis for control. This in itself is wrong. Yemen's resistance is currently fighting Saudi-backed mercenaries on the ground. This includes many Sudanese and UAE soldiers as well as privately hired Blackwater mercenaries. It can't be a civil war because Saudi regime and its accomplices are an invading force occupying Yemen, shipping in foreign fighters. 2. Not a proxy war. Well, on the one hand, it is a proxy war, but the only proxies are the ones backed by Saudi regime and its allies. Yemen's resistance does not receive outside support and is not fighting for any foreign power. They simply want to self-determine and control Yemen free of foreign interference. For the conflict in Yemen to be a proxy war, another foreign power would have to be manipulating Yemen's resistance, and this simply isn't the case. 3. Not a Sunni versus Shia conflict. If any news outlet boils the war in Yemen, or any war really, down to a mere Sunni-Shia conflict, you should immediately stop reading that outlet. This argument, first of all, ignores all other factors and power structures boiling a conflict down to mere religious differences. It's just plain ignorant. Yes, Yemen's Ansarullah movement was founded by Zaydi Shia Muslims, but it includes fighters and politicians from several sects and religions who simply don't want foreign powers controlling their country. Plus, calling Saudi regime Sunni while ignoring their savage Wahhabi ideology is a disgrace to all peaceful Sunni Muslims. 4. Saudi regime has always wanted political and economic control of Yemen. A look back at the last century of Arabian history tells you all you need to know about the Saudis' intentions in Yemen. During Yemen's 1962 revolution, Saudi regime knew that an independent Yemen would turn into a strong country just south of their border, which would become a competitor. Saudi regime cannot stand to see a pluralist, economically viable, independent republic on the Arabian Peninsula. 5. The Ansarullah are not an Iranian militia. The Saudis' behavior in Yemen is genuinely gruesome and repulsive. How can the US and their friends in Europe justify militarily supporting this war of terror? Ah yes, Iran of course. Unfortunately for the imperialists, there isn't evidence to back this accusation. In fact, all of their Iranian influence claims end up leading to dead ends, such as ambiguous boats in the Persian Gulf or unidentified smuggling routes via Kuwait. Not only do Ansarullah, Yemen's resistance, and Iran all deny a relationship, but there isn't evidence to suggest they have one. Yemen's Supreme Revolutionary Committee, based in the capital Sana'a, has the equipment to manufacture and develop weapons. The former President Saleh was a previous U.S. ally who received significant military aid during the early so-called War on Terror years. So there is no shortage of weapons in Yemen. And has the media forgotten the Saudi-imposed land, sea, and air blockade? 6. Al-Qaeda is a de facto U.S. ally in Yemen. Why is Saudi regime bombing civilians in their resistance-held territory while Al-Qaeda continues to flourish in other areas? Al-Qaeda is a de facto ally and pawn of Saudi regime and the U.S. That is until they get a little too strong and the U.S. steps in to carry out some messy, high-profile special operations. In portions of southern Yemen, Al-Qaeda members fight alongside Saudi-backed troops. Saudi regime and the UAE employ local mercenaries to fight on their behalf. Who is to say there aren't Al-Qaeda members on this payroll? No one, because this is never discussed. Regardless, Al-Qaeda and the Saudi coalition both fight a common enemy, Ansarullah. The Saudis' main objective in this war is to destroy Yemen's resistance movement, not fight Al-Qaeda. Any attack on Al-Qaeda from the U.S. is done so in a way to exert pressure on Ansarullah forces, not to obliterate the group entirely, just like they used Daesh in Syria and Iraq. Seven, Ansarullah and allies fight Daesh and AQAP. The only force capable of fighting Al-Qaeda and Daesh in Yemen is Ansarullah, along with their allies. They are the only genuine enemy of these terror groups in the country. As a revolutionary movement, they have a significant stake in keeping communities safe from violence and reactionary, intolerant forces like Al-Qaeda. Ansarullah and their allies are the only entities in Yemen taking substantial steps to eradicate terrorist groups from their territory. Security forces set up multiple checkpoints and frequently bust would-be terror attacks. This fact, of course, is conveniently ignored by mainstream media. On the other hand, suicide attacks from groups like Daesh or Al-Qaeda are relatively frequent in Saudi or UAE-held territory. 8. The blockade kills people faster than bombs do. Official estimates track the Yemen war death toll at about 12,000. Local sources report the number as much, much higher. And still, this number only reflects deaths from airstrikes and military operations. Yes, the Saudis' airstrike campaign kills civilians on a near daily basis, but just since April, over 2,000 people have died from a globally unprecedented cholera outbreak. And once again, this is only the official number. The Saudi-imposed land, air, and sea blockade is directly responsible for triggering this outbreak. This is clearly intentional and strategic. Not only do the Saudis frequently deny aid entry to Yemen, but they do not allow civilians to leave for medical treatment and they've destroyed infrastructure at key Yemeni ports. Not to mention, due to the blockade, millions of Yemenis are on the brink of famine at any given point. Nine, the UN and international community have literally done nothing to help. Since the world powers ally with Saudi regime and their friends in the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, Yemeni's cries for help fall on deaf ears. Other than a few scoldings, the UN has done absolutely nothing to slow down the war. They have not pressured Saudi regime to open the Sana'a airport. And they have not urged the US or the UK to stop arming Saudi regime. In fact, under pressure from Saudi regime, former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon actually removed them from a list of countries violating children's human rights. And 10, Western media whitewashes Saudi war crimes while condemning violence on all sides. Until the war in Yemen ends, Western media will continue to play both sides of the fence. In the iconic words of Donald Trump, they will continue to condemn violence on all sides. And of course, they will completely ignore that one side has an air force and the backing of the world's most powerful military, while the other side is defending themselves from invaders and terrorists. Western media will continue to condemn the wrong groups while whitewashing the terrorist behavior of Saudi regime and its partners in crime. Dear listeners, you have heard excerpts of an essay authored by Vanessa Beely, British investigative journalist focused on West Asia.